B. Restricting religion. The infiltration of the communist specter in the West is omnipresent, and religion has been buffeted by ideologies and behavior that vilify God. Ideas like separation of church and state and political correctness stemming from communism have been used to marginalize and sabotage righteous, orthodox religions. The United States was built as one nation under God. All U.S. presidents, when sworn in, put their hand on the Bible and asked God to bless America. Nowadays, when religious people criticize behaviors, ideas, and policies that depart from God's, or speak out against abortion or homosexuality, which are forbidden by God, communists in the United States, or the militant left, go on the offensive. They use separation of church and state to say that religion should have nothing to do with politics, and so seek to restrict the will of God, and the admonishments and limitations on human behavior laid down by God's. For thousands of years, gods have made themselves known to those who have faith. Faithful people with righteous beliefs accounted for the majority of society in the past and had a tremendous positive influence on social morality. Today, people can only talk about God's will within church. Outside of church, they can't criticize or resist the attempts to undermine God's parameters for human conduct. Religion has almost lost its function in maintaining the morality of society, and as a result, morality in the United States has collapsed like a landslide. In recent years, political correctness has been promoted to new highs, to the point that people are hesitant to say Merry Christmas in a country that was founded on Christianity. This happens only because some claim that it's politically incorrect and hurts the feelings of non-Christians. Similarly, when people openly speak of their belief in God or pray to God, some claim this to be discriminatory against people with other beliefs, including non-believers. The fact is, all people are allowed to express their beliefs, including respect for their gods, in their own ways, and it has nothing to do with discrimination. In schools now, classes that involve righteous beliefs and traditional values are not allowed to be taught. Teachers are not to speak of creation, for the reason that science has yet to prove the existence of God. Science has also yet to prove atheism and evolution, but these theories are taught as truth in schools. Speech that attacks, rejects, and vilifies gods, on the other hand, is all protected and glorified under the banner of freedom of speech. The communist specter's infiltration of society and restraints against and manipulation of religion, culture, education, the arts, and law is an exceedingly complex and systemic issue. We will discuss it in detail in future chapters.